accomplishing is maybe picking some better jobs.
Right.
Hi, Michael.
That makes sense. So,
I'm so sorry. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. Hi, Michael. I did you have a question or something I could clear up for you?
No, you guys are just going to go over pricing.
Yes, absolutely. First, let me kind of find out a little bit about what you have going on. What do you currently do for marketing? How do you get new clients?
Like I said, we have our website. Most of our business is repeat business. We do sponsor the local games on the radio.
Oh, nice.
So we're out there. We have a Angie account, which we haven't really used in a few years, but there.
Okay. Got it. And I see you also have a Google business profile, which is great. Okay. Oh, you have a really nice website. Did you do that yourself, or did you get a company to do it for you?
No, my office manager did that himself.
Wow, he did a great job. It looks beautiful. Good. Okay. Well, the way that we work is with exclusive listings. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads or nothing along those lines. Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. We give you about 15 keywords. Those are going to be of services that you offer, jobs you want to be found for. So all somebody has to do in your area is look up one of those keywords, and then your business pops up on the first page of Google where that local map section is. So we do that first page placement on Google, on Bing, and we also run Facebook ads for the business. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
Don't like it, don't use it.
Okay, good to know. Then I will not include that at all then. I'm not a fan of social media myself, so I understand. Okay.
No.
So we'll take, sorry, go ahead.
I said, no, I just stay away from it. I don't like it. I like my environment to be controlled.
I understand. No worries on that end. So I'll definitely keep that one out of the package. The last thing that our services include as well is the dashboard. So it's an app. It's going to track everything. It's going to track those keywords, how many people have been looking for them, how many clicks, calls you have received, the location these people are looking for your services from. And, of course, you do have access to change those keywords based off of the work that you're looking to get. So our pricing with a holiday special, it is a flat rate. It is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. The setup fee is being waived as well. So you're looking at a flat rate of just $199 a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know I said a lot. I'm sorry. Do you have any questions for me?
What's the initial cost?
There is none. So it's
waived,
just $199.
There is none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typically a $99 setup fee, but with the holiday specials that we're running this week, we are waiving that setup fee. So it's just a flat $199, no taxes or hidden fees.
Okay.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you think about?
I will consider. But is what I'll need you to do is call my office on a Tuesday.
Okay. Okay.
My office manager, her name is Stevie Lynn.
Okay.
And I would have you go over this with her, because when it comes down to doing that stuff, she handles everything in the office, and I try to stay in the field. Not that I don't make the decisions, I do, but, you know, and she has access to everything I do. So,
okay.
If you call Tuesday. Give me a chance to go over this with her, and you call me Tuesday. I may be interested.
Okay. Now, my only concern is I don't know if we're going to have the holiday special setting up the setup fee or waiving the setup fee next week. I know for sure we were doing it this week, so that might be a change. So I don't know how you feel about that. I know some people, they definitely, as much as you can save, the better. Well.
It is what it is.
Okay.
I would just have you go over it with her and go from there. And if it works out, it works out. If it don't, it don't.
Perfect. And let me ask you, I mean, since you're the one who, I mean, you're the owner, what do you think about this program? Is this something that, I mean, makes sense to you? Would you like to do it?
Yeah. But I've also done this before, and, you know, after I paid the guy, I never heard from him again. So I want to talk it over with Stevie. So I've been down this road before. I said I've done a lot of things over the last 23 years. So, but the only thing I would be using it for is maybe a better pool of jobs to, you know, pick and choose a little bit more than what I do now. So
you're definitely going to have that.
Or getting it out there, you know, I mean, like I say, a lot of our business is repeat business, so, which those customers that I don't tell no anyways, no matter what it is, so.
Yeah. Well, another thing that you kind of touched up on, you know, because you said that you've tried this before and then you never heard from the guy again. I don't know who it was that you worked with, but at least with our company, we do everything in-house, so I'm still going to be the main point of contact. And you're going to have our office line and my direct extension. So you'll always be able to reach me if you have any type of issues, concerns, any or need to get something changed. You're always going to be able to have contact with me. So I'm not going to disappear on you.
Okay.
So I hope that kind of gives you a little bit of peace of mind.
Yeah. Let's talk on Tuesday.
Okay. Do you want me to call this number, or do I need to call the office?
Why don't you just I'll speak to her between now and then, and why don't you just call the office and speak with her, and I'll tell her that to be expecting your phone call, and that number is 570-423-8508.
Perfect. And you said her name was Stevie, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's Stevie Lynn.
Stevie Lynn. Okay, perfect. And the number was right. I'll repeat it. 570-423-8508.
Most of it's correct. It's 570. Okay. There's O's not a numerical number.
Thank you for the correction. 570.
I'm just picking on you.
No. You made me laugh. It's been I'm sure as you know, it's a slow month in general for all businesses. So today, right before Christmas too, it's very draggy, so I appreciate the laugh.
I always correct my guys. So,
well, I appreciate you, Michael.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, it's like I said.
With Stevie.
Yep. If you go over with Stevie, I'll touch base with her between now and then, be expecting your phone call. And because she does website design and stuff, and I usually run everything by her before I make any decisions. It's just the way it is.
Well, I mean, she did a great job on the website, so I believe you. But I also sent you to your phone. I sent you a text message with my name. It has our phone number and my direct extension. So if anything comes up before that, please feel free to reach out to me directly and, you know, take care of whatever concerns or questions you might have. Okay?
Okay. Where are you located?
We are in Fountain Valley, California. So it's Orange County.
Orange County, California.
Mm-hmm. We're in the sunny state. Not sunny today, though, but we're in a sunny state.
Yeah. I gotcha. I don't know. California is a long ways away.
Yes, it is. It is. But, you know.
Different time zones.
Yeah, it is. You're 3 hours ahead of us. But, I mean, we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, you know, that's 10, as early as 10 on your time. But, you know, that's pretty much it. But, yeah, I'll reach out Tuesday morning. We'll go from there. Anything before that, you know, feel free to reach out. We don't work on the weekends, you know, but still later on today or even, well, if I don't call you by Tuesday, which I will, but feel free to reach out if anything, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
You're not a liberal, are you?
No.
I know how those Californians are. All right.
To be straight with you, I don't really like California. I don't like where it's heading nor the pricing of everything. But I have family here and I don't want my grandkids to be away from their grandparents. And that's the only thing that's keeping us here.
That's good. I like the sounds of that. Yeah, never mind. Just give me a call.
Yeah, no, I know where you stand. Trust me. But I will. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. You have a good Christmas.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.